Good morning, good morning. Orisa here from Time to Shine. So today, we're going to start a brand new book, or actually just an overview, and that will be the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah only has three chapters, so we will be exploring it for the next 3 days and see what God will teach us. So today's overview is very simple. I'm just gonna give you a few things. Zephaniah means Yahweh has hidden. And Zephaniah preached during the time of King Josiah. That will be 641 to 609 BC. And perhaps even a later time between 622 and 621 BC after Hosea found the book of the law. So Zephaniah preached to the people of Judah, but also to the surrounding nations about repentance, global punishment, but also restoration for the people who repented. Even though Judah was going to be invaded by the Babylonians for their wickedness, he foresaw that God would eradicate all evildoers. And so, apart from the judgment of God, he will restore, gather, and cause an eternal remnant and satisfy them with salvation and security in his presence. That will be Zephaniah 3:9-20. The remnant will be those who seek and wait on the Lord, those who flee idolatry, that pray to the Lord, who seek righteousness and humility, who accept and obey his instructions and fear him. And so the remnant will be consist of a global multitude of ethnicity or ethnic background. So it will be all the nations of the world will be gathered. There will be people from all countries, from all nations will be gathered and will be part of the remnant, meaning the Church of Christ, meaning the chosen ones, meaning the people who we came to save. And so so with Book of Zephaniah, we're gonna explore that. We're gonna see how the Lord wanted for his people to repent, how the Lord wanted for all the nations to repent, and how he will save them, how he supports all those who seek him, and their reward for seeking him. So I'm gonna leave it there for today. It's very short overview. But tomorrow we will start with chapter one and see what the Lord instructs us, teaches and counsels us with. And so I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday and stay encouraged and uplifted. Bye bye.